The Girls of Slender Means.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Long ago, in 1945, all the nice people in England were poor, allowing for exceptions. The streets of the cities were lined with buildings in bad repair or in no repair at all. Bomb sites piled with stony rubble, houses like giant teeth in which decay had been drilled out, leaving only the cavity. Some bomb-ripped buildings looked like the ruins of ancient castles, until, at a closer view, the wallpapers of various quite normal rooms would be visible, room above room, exposed as on a stage with one wall missing. Sometimes a lavatory chain would dangle over nothing from a fourth or fifth floor ceiling. Most of all the staircases survived like a new art form, leading up and up to an unspecified destination that made unusual demands on the mind's eye. All the nice people were poor. At least, that was a general axiom, the best of the rich being poor in spirit. There was absolutely no point in feeling depressed about the scene. It would have been like feeling depressed about the Grand Canyon or some event of the earth outside everybody's scope. The people continued to exchange assurances of depressed feelings about...